Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. Recently, I gave you a background on my father's side of the family, and today I thought I might fill you in on my mother's side. I never had the pleasure of knowing my maternal grandparents, as they both passed on before I was born. Information as to their early life is a bit sketchy. Grandfather Martin Nicholson was born in Finland in 1843. At the age of 28, he was a crewman on a Finnish fishing vessel and in the port of Callao, Chile. It was there, November 7, 1871, that he signed on to be a member of the United States Navy aboard the USS Terror, formerly the USS Agamemnticus, a double-turreted ironclad monitor. In June of 1873, he was transferred to the USS Powhatan, a combination steam sidewheeler sailing vessel. He was discharged to New Orleans, Louisiana, on November 6, 1874. His physical condition described him as 5'7" with a florid complexion. From that time on, I have no record of his movements or how or why he came to California. He married my grandmother Elizabeth Jenner, a native of England, about 1872 in San Francisco. They had three children, son Fred and two daughters, Bessie and my mother Eva. I know that they resided in Eureka in 1890, the year my mother was born. He built the family home in 1892 when my mom was 2 years old. I do know that Grandpa Nicholson was the Eureka City dump master according to the U.S. Census records. According to other records I have, Uncle Fred married Elvira Tornroth in 1900. Her parents had built the Eagle House Hotel and Saloon in 1888, located on the northwest corner of 2nd and D Streets. It was sometime during their early years of marriage that Uncle Fred managed the Eagle House Saloon. The wife, Elvira, operated the hotel, and my Aunt Bessie worked there as a maid. Uncle Fred later owned and operated the Palace Saloon, which was located on 2nd Street between F and G Streets. Aunt Bessie is the same lady I referred to who later worked in a newsstand located at 5th and F Streets. It was the old home place on Albee Street where I uncovered a 58 caliber miniball on December the 3rd, 1993, while using a metal detector. I called a friend of mine who was a Civil War buff and was very knowledgeable about the area and the firearms used at that time. He surmised the miniball is from the 1800s and was probably fired during target practice or by a member of a military hunting party, probably from Fort Humboldt, as the location is not much more than a mile from the old fort. Back in the late 1800s, excavation for homes was kept to a minimum, so my grandfather must have moved that bullet around when preparing the site. I only dug about 2 inches down to recover it. Fred Nelson for a community comment.